Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
All right, boy, it does seem ridiculous that before the season started, I thought the Commanders would be 10-7, and I thought they would wind up in the NFC Championship game for a second year in a row, losing to the Green Bay Packers. It does seem ridiculous. It also further, as a friend of mine has reminded me throughout the day, further seems ridiculous that I ranked Jaden Daniels number 5 overall. I said an argument could be made for Matthew Stafford at number 5, Jaden Daniels at number 6 behind Lamar, Josh Allen, Patrick Mahomes, and Joe Burrow.
You know, can I say something?
No, you can't say anything as you're saying something.
That is what, you know, I came in here on Monday. I'm not going to lie, I came in a little elated because I think, and you were a bit more reasonable than other people's takes here, but there were some outlandish takes for Jaden Daniels and this Commanders team year two. And I was just you guys must not watch football the way you think that the red carpet is just going to roll out for Jaden Daniels in this team year two, given where it was 2 years ago.
Yeah, I mean, listen, I think Kevin Sheehan is one of the most smartest kind of football minds and whatever. I don't agree with Kevin on a bunch of things, okay? Mm-hmm. He and I see things differently. Like, he thinks it's 100% the defense, never anything on the offense. Okay. Kevin had them winning the either winning the Super Bowl or going to the Super Bowl. I can't remember. And there were plenty more of that. Now, again, I thought I was being generous by getting them back to the NFC Championship game. The only NFC Championship game this team is going to be at is in front of a TV on the golf course.
I remember arguing with you about that NFC Championship game. I vividly remember arguing you down.
Well, yeah,
about
you were not as sold. You were not as high
because I just hadn't seen them.
Because you're a Giants fan.
No. I said for my Giants team, 7 wins was going to be a stretch, and that's with all the offseason additions. This is the reason why I love football so much is because no matter who you add, you still have to play with 11 players cohesively and come up with a game plan and scheme in order to win games.
It's really hard to do.
Exactly.
It's really hard to repeat.
Exactly.
It's really hard to sustain. And look at the San Francisco 49ers. They have sustained a high level of player in Kyle Shanahan, John Lynch's era. But there have been a couple of years where they have really, really, really hit the bottom.
Yeah.
And struggled, right? And then there's years where, like this year, they're overcoming a lot so far. It's really hard to sustain the year-in, year-out excellence that the Kansas City Chiefs have had.
Exactly.
That largely the Philadelphia Eagles, although the Eagles have had moments and years where they have struggled. You know, it is really, really hard. really hard.
And you got
for a variety of factors.
And you got coaching staffs and analysts
yes.
that are dedicated and nerds and spend hours on end in front of TVs and computer screens watching film, creating ways in order to scheme up and get players open to stop offenses. So you have a lot of instances like C.J. Stroud where in year two people struggle for whatever reason. Then you have Patrick Mahomes
right.
and Joe Burrow in year two, who since going to the Super Bowl, what have they done? So it's for me,
Mahomes is in the Super Bowl every year.
No, I'm talking about Joe Burrow.
Oh, Joe
since
Burrow.
Going to the Super Bowl in his second year.
Well, people would argue that Joe Burrow is still a top three quarterback, except injuries.
I know,
his team hasn't won.
Exactly, and that's my point. No matter how great.
They don't want to blame him, though, even though he was not good for a couple of games at the beginning of last season.
You're helping my. Yeah. No matter how good one individual mm-hmm. player is, you need 11 people on both sides of the ball, and the Commanders just never showed that.
Let me ask you this. Do you think I'm being unfair by saying that Jaden has regressed or struggled at times this year?
No, I don't.
Okay. Do you think I'm being fair by saying, hey, it's not just on Jaden Daniels, it's the running game has been missing, MIA for a month. Injuries obviously have been a huge part of it. At times it's the wide receivers. At times it's the offensive line. At times it's Cliff Kingsbury. At times it's the defense, right? Do you think I'm being fair by saying that?
Yeah, I think I would take it a step further. It's just year two, it's still like more film that these guys, these coaching staff, these analysts have been watching, more ways to scheme up and create game plans in order to give him different looks, to show him things that he may not be used to seeing week in and week out. And then, like you said, the injuries, the different receivers, his injuries himself, like these are things that your game may have to change week to week, little by little. And it takes people time to get used to these changes with the body, game plans, and preparation. And he just may not be ready for all of that. Even last year, there were times where you're looking at Jaden like, this guy's Superman. How sustainable is this?
Well, but there were all, but maybe two, yes, that's an excellent point. But maybe to the other point, there were times where he wasn't Superman, where he wasn't even that good. And he was able to cover it up outside of a tough three-game stretch against Pittsburgh, Philly, and Baltimore, and Pittsburgh. He was able to cover it up with how sensational he was in so many other games and so many other big moments.
Oh, yes,
and staying ahead of the chains and not holding on to the ball too long and not getting injured outside of the broken rib, which he was able to play through. So people don't look at that as the same as the hamstring or the knee or now the elbow this year. I mean, again, there's a myriad of reasons. Kurt Warner's job is not to sit here and break down every problem, every situation. He's just evaluating the quarterback. That's it.
Yeah.
Right? And trust me, I used to work with Chris Cooley, right? Cooley would often say after Robert Griffin starts, the quarterback was so bad, you couldn't evaluate anybody else fairly. In this case, that is not what we're dealing with.
Mm-mm.
But while it is fair to say the reason why the quarterback has somewhat struggled at times is because of this, 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 and that, it's also fair, in my opinion, mm-hmm. and I think in yours, but I want to speak for you, to say well, part of the reason why this, 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 and that is getting more exposed is because of the quarterback.
I don't know if I go that far.
Okay.
Yeah.
I
but
will.
I think I do agree with the point that you made. I'm glad you brought up Patrick Mahomes because I think that is the perfect case of widely regarded as the best quarterback in the league. And we just saw a game against Buffalo where we're looking at him like maybe he's the reason that they lost. And we're talking
Great point.
We talk about with him, we're talking about the offensive line. He had wide receiver injuries or suspensions in the beginning of the year. No matter how great of a player you are, again, you need 11 players on the same page with a great scheme in order to win games in this league. That's why it's the best league.
I mean, again, I I think that's the best overall point that's been made on the show. It's not the sexy one, but it's the best overall point. It's what you hear the players and the coaches say. All it takes is one guy to be off their assignment or one guy. And sometimes I think that's a little overdone. But by and large, to your point, all it takes is one blown block or one missed block or one bad hand placement or one false step, and the play is ruined. The play is ruined, right? And that's offense, defense, special teams, everything. That's why it's important, and I hope if you've listened to this show and truly listened, why we never blame just one individual. Even today, when we were smoking Adam Peters for not making a trade, mention Lance Newmark's a very much a big part of that. You know, maybe it's maybe it's Josh Harris too. I don't know. Maybe they had a deal worked out for Daron Payne and they didn't want to swallow the contract. I don't know. I mean, it could be a number of different things. All right, let's get back to the phones and talk to Pete in North Carolina next up. What up, Pete? How are you?
Great. Chris, this is such good radio. You are the master, brother. You got
you.
Everybody going. I love it. Good
Thank
job.
You. Thank and you, Pete.
First off, I've been listening to you for over almost 15 years when you were the beat man with Robert and this and that,
yeah.
And I've never known you. You know what you're talking about. You've watched the game. You know. I've been watching football for over 50 years. I know what's wrong. This past Sunday, I saw Jaden miss so many players that were wide open, and it was on the replay that you see it. He's not the same person he was last year. I'm sorry, I love him. He's going to be great. He's a great quarterback, but he's having an off year. And you're right, it's everything. It's a perfect storm for a bad year,
yeah.
Like it was a perfect storm for a good year last year.
Yeah.
It just happens. And I just love the fact that Kurt Warner brought that out because he's a professional. The man knows what he's talking about. He can break it down. He's like a doctor when it comes to football.
Well, here's the thing, Pete. You know, like he mostly did the one game, right, against Seattle. Now people are going to say, well, that's one game. Jaden was great before. That's the problem. That is not true. He again, there has been inconsistent. Up and down play all year long.
Yes.
Since day one of training camp. Since day one of training camp, and nobody wanted to hear it. Yeah.
You said it. I've heard you. I listen to you almost every day. And listen, you're a producer.
You're my guy, Pete. You know how much I love you, man.
I love you too, Chris. I always, when I told my wife, I said, they're blasting my buddy off the radio here. It's ridiculous. But I love the radio. I absolutely love radio, and I love what you do to it. It's a professional. It's very good, and it's very hard. But listen, your producer, he's 100% right. And guess what? The Giants are in better shape than the Skins are. I'll leave it at that.
You know what, Pete? Thank you, buddy.
Pete's a great guy.
Wait.
You want to turn him off? 97 Giants.
Pete.
The Giants. He brings up the Giants. Now you want to cut him off? No, Pete, you continue. Love to hear more.
Oh, Pete, now AMAC wants to give every caller 5 minutes.
Yeah, I love it. That's okay, man. Hey, it is what it is, isn't it? You see it. You can see it on TV. You can see it in the stadium.
I mean, listen, you can see their pass rush and you can see their quarterback right now is playing with a lot of confidence. Now, doesn't mean they're better.
I love it. No, but I love football. That's what makes it so great.
Yep.
Everybody takes it so serious.
Yep.
It's just a game. One year you might have a lot of fun and next year you're going to have to watch. But I watch all the games anyway. If they win or lose, it doesn't matter. I'm having a good time with it.
Pete,
let's have some fun.
You're a saint. And tell your wife I appreciate her for giving us the gift of Peter in North Carolina, okay?
Thank you. I love you guys. And I'm telling you, Chris, you are the best on the radio. You are the best.
I appreciate that. We should hear that again. Thank you, Peter. We should get that to JT the Vic so that he can make a show open for us with Pete saying the obvious truth. I am the best. Let's go to DC next up. What up, DC? How are you,
Russell? Bum Gia, my brother. How are you?
What's shaking, Pally? How are you?
Hey, shout out to AMAC. He got me working on my Portuguese again since he went to Brazil, man.
You know, and, let me tell you something. This guy, I mean, he is like, how do I say this on the radio? He is the crown prince of Brazil right now. Like, he walked around that country in multiple different parts just with a swagger, with an aura, with a confidence, with a je ne sais quoi that hasn't been seen in many, many a decade.
As he should. That's why he's a Mac. He's the
a
Mac.
To the Mac. A to the Mac, baby.
Russell, but he made the best point so far, and that's basically what I wanted to say, too. Like, it's about continuity and consistency, especially on offense. Everybody got to play as one on offense. On defense, you can the defense may not be playing so well, and you can make a spectacular play like we've seen Sean Taylor do and other people. And Revo's been playing out of his mind lately, and even Jacob Martin. But honestly, with Jaden, you know his – I paid attention to his demeanor this game, and he's normally smiling, joking. He was doing that. But then I seen him, he started pressing, and his demeanor changed when Zach got a couple penalties and didn't run past the first down marker, then dropped a pass. And then when he tried to throw that, he was being pressured, and he still tried to give a play for Jalen Lane to make. Terry McLaurin would have made that play. And Jaden's like, man, these guys, they not doing what I need them to do or what they normally do or what I'm used to. So I'm just going to take over. You know what I mean? And the running game wasn't there to help him either, because we opened the game just throwing the ball. We didn't run the ball at all. And then the penalties also set us back.
Oh, the penalties were killers.
He was pressing.
Yeah. I mean, the Biadasz penalty was a soft call, in my opinion. But the other one was, you know, obviously, what was it, tripping? A whiplash? No, leg whip or whatever it was. I mean, whatever the second penalty was.
Face mask on Chris Paul.
Oh, his face mask. That's what it was. That's what it was. You're right.
He was trying to block two guys, and I give him credit. He didn't let him get to his quarterback, so I respect him for that. You know what I mean?
No. It's not that I'm criticizing him. It's just, yeah, I didn't think the first one was a good call on Biadasz. The second one I thought was a good call, but to your point, what you just said, I think is fair. And Chris has done a nice job, you know, overall. I mean, he's not like Pro Bowl or All Pro or anything like that, but he certainly hasn't been a huge problem by any means. Now, do they need to get better across the board on their offensive line? Absolutely. Your point about him not trusting, and maybe that's why he's running and scrambling more. Listen, I understand that. But as I said earlier, and I don't know how long you've been listening, you know, like, if you're Jaden at this point, whenever he comes back, your job is not to be the judge and the jury. Let the coaches let the coaches figure out who he can trust and who needs to be here and who needs to not be here. You're Jaden, get rid of the football, get it to the guy that you're supposed to based on the read, based on the play call, based on the timing, based on the coverage, and do your job. Don't try and be Superman. Don't try and wear a cape. I don't need you to wear a cape. Correct. I need you on the field, and I need you playing closer to how you played last year.
Because like Dan Quinn says, play like you said, play that game, but in those winning time moments, that's where you can accentuate your abilities. Not the whole game. You know what I mean?
Yeah, no doubt about it. Thank you, DC. I appreciate
you, man. Thank
you, good to hear from you. Let you run on that. We'll get to Athens. We'll get to IK. We'll get to Ian in Virginia, in Vienna. Well, that is Virginia. And Johnny in Oklahoma, all coming up. Stay tuned with us on the Team 980.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is a reminder that shoes are a gift, literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure.
or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget. At DSW stores or DSW.com.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. Now, I don't know if you've heard, but Mint's premium wireless is $15 a month. But I'd like to offer one other perk. We have no stores. That means no small talk. Crazy weather we're having. No, it's not. It's just weather. It is an introvert's dream. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed-sponsored jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed-sponsored jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored jobs boost your post for quality candidates, so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed sponsored jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Chris, this is such good radio. You are the master, brother. You got
you.
Everybody going. I love it.
That's our guy, Pete, in North Carolina. So kind. I got to clear something up. I'm just responding to it on Twitter, but he says he's listening. So I'm just going to read the tweet. Coach Darius says, not Darius Dameron. No. Coach Darius says, it's interesting listening to your show. And he sent this like 1 minute ago, according to Twitter. Interesting listening to your show, how you had no blame for Joe Burrow and how terrible Cincinnati has been. And he has Chase and Higgins. Joe Flacco looks just as good. How good would Jaden be with Cincy's receivers? He has no help right now is the main issue. Well, as I pointed out to Coach Harris on Twitter, before he sent that, we had literally just talked about Joe Burrow and the Bengals. And what did I say as we were discussing? I said Joe Burrow stunk at the beginning of last year. See, nobody remembers this. He stunk against New England and wasn't very good on the road against Kansas City. And even though he put up big numbers against Washington in week 3 on that Monday night, they couldn't convert in the red zone several times. I have said that over and over and over and over and over and over and over again so many times. I don't expect you guys to remember everything. But literally, we just had this conversation last segment about Joe Burrow. And I said, yeah, but he struggled at the beginning of the year last year. Did we not? When we were talking about Mahomes, when we were talking about Burrow, right? Did we not?
Yeah.
Okay. So, and I know everybody can't listen about every, but please don't. You're making it seem like I don't talk about any other quarterback except for Jaden. We literally talked about Mahomes over and over and over again. We mentioned Burrow. We mentioned Lamar. Right? We mentioned Josh Allen. Of course he would be better with Ja'Marr Chase and T. Higgins. Not everybody has those guys. You can't expect that. That's what Cincinnati chose to do. You can't expect that. But the notion the notion that just because you have those guys, that you're going to be a magician or a wizard is not true. See Jake Browning, who literally got benched for Joe Flacco, who walked in the building on a Wednesday and was starting on a Sunday. Right? You still have to operate. You still have to be good. You still have to be on time, in rhythm. It is a huge problem that Terry McLaurin has been gone for much of the year. Huge problem. And Noah Brown has missed the entire year. Huge problem. I'm here. I don't dispute that at all. Last week, I crushed the head coach for saying, no, don't look over here. We're good. Wide receiver, we're great. No, you're not. No, you haven't been. But that doesn't mean that the quarterback's played consistently well or like he did last year. That doesn't mean that. That does not mean that. All right, let's go to our guy, Athan in Annapolis. Double A, sorry things didn't work out in your world there. My apologies for that, but again, it was nice to see you yesterday, and thank you for the wonderful, wonderful lunch.
Of course, my friend, always. You know, I got to start by saying, and I hope that Robert Griffin is listening, but there's a reason he's RG0 to me. It's because he's a serial loser. He's a serial loser, okay? It's like a person trying to grasp onto any shred of relevance he still has between all of his antics and everything. Snyder's living in Europe now, buddy. Go seek him out. Maybe he'll let you ride shotgun on his boat, and he'll pull you in one of those rafts or something, or the tubes, and you guys can go tubing or skiing together or whatever, okay? Who cares about Robert Griffin and what happened with him years ago? He didn't want to do anything to help himself. And it's just like with, I'll go to Jaden now. Jaden is our future. He's going to be fine, but you play the way you practice. And he hasn't practiced half the year. He hasn't played a whole lot recently. And it's an injury-riddled year. You can spread the blame around. Maybe they'll move some guys in the offseason before the draft and accumulate some more picks. Maybe they'll have a great pick, like a 7 or 8 pick, and trade down and accumulate more. I don't know what they're going to do, but he's our future. He's going to be fine. The criticism of him is fine because guess what? You can criticize everybody around him, and it just comes with the territory. They're not going anywhere this year. This is a lost year, and when you have years like this, everybody starts pointing the finger at somebody else to get their, like, get-out-of-jail-free card. Like, even saw Bobby Wagner responding to a fan on X saying, that wasn't my assignment on that play. Forget it. We all know that they don't have the horses to get it done, and overall they haven't really played well when they did have the horses to get it done. It's a hopefully they learn from this, because next year I don't think the owner's going to be accepting of we had injuries and being 6-11 or whatever they end up being.
I'm with you on all of that. Here's the thing. In general, I would say no athlete should really, really, really. I mean, no athlete should be on social media because it's such a cesspool. I understand that's not the world we live in. I would say this. Everybody around here got a little too comfortable last year. Like, every problem was solved. Everything was fixed. Yeah. There was never going to be any struggles. There was never going to be any regression. And I'll admit myself, I even got a little too comfortable. And you know me. You know me. I'm not Mr. Comfortable. Okay? And yet, even exactly. I fell Fair for enough. It a little bit. And, you know, I think a lot of people fell for it. Quite honestly, a lot of people did. Including in that locker
Fair
room.
Enough.
Including in that building.
And listen, at the end of the day, it is what it is. We just have to deal with it. It happened to the 49ers last year, and it's happening to them this year again, but they've been able to ride out the storm so far. But I think everybody just needs to calm down, and hopefully they can show in these next 8 games or whatever what they're made of and actually put a respectable product out there and make do with what they have. But Jaden's going to be fine. It's just a matter of putting this year behind him, and we move forward
yep,
after this.
No doubt. Thank you, bud. Appreciate you. Good to hear from you. We've got huge breaking news in the NFL. Let's do it right now in the trending alert. Yeah, remember how Kyler Murray was supposed to start for the Arizona Cardinals on Monday night? Remember how Kyler Murray was expected to be a part of the game plan in a package on Monday night? Today, Kyler Murray goes on IR. After missing the last three games, Kyler Murray going on IR. According to Jonathan Gannon, he needs to get healthy. Where have we heard this before? Meanwhile, the offense will run with Jacoby Brissett at the helm. And he likes how it's been functioning. Yeah, so does everybody. A midfoot sprain, giving him more time to heal. That means Kyler Murray's going to miss at least seven games. Yeah, that. Oh, boy, that. Anyway, the Commanders done with practice for the day. We await the official injury report. They did say they are still gathering more medical information on how to best deal with the Jaden Daniels situation. Caps back home tonight after several nights off, 6-5-1. They take on the 4-7-2 Blues. 7:30, the puck drop. You can hear it 106.7 The Fam and the Odyssey app. Meanwhile, also at 7:30, here on the Team 980 in the Odyssey app, you'll hear the Boston Celtics hosting the Washington Wizards. And that's what's trending.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Mint is still $15 a month for premium wireless. And if you haven't made the switch yet, here are 15 reasons why you should. One, it's $15 a month. Two, seriously, it's $15 a month. Three, no big contract. Four, I use it. Five, my mom uses it. Are you playing me off? That's what's happening, right? Okay, give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
That's incredible what's going on in Arizona. I mean, if we think we've got issues here, like you missed this while you were gone in Brazil, so I'm sure you weren't paying attention. I was not throwing you under the bus. I was just saying you missed this. Kyler Murray was supposed to start all of last week for Monday night. That's the reporting. Now, I don't know what Jonathan Gannon exactly said, but that was the reporting, okay? Then on Saturday, the last full day of practice, it was, oh, no, Kyler Murray's not going to start, but he'll be involved in a package of plays. Then Monday night, with no update to that, he's inactive. Then Jacoby Brissett goes out and carves up the Cowboys, a third straight opponent in which he plays very well against, maybe arguably better than Kyler has ever played.
Mm-hmm.
And now all of a sudden, Kyler Murray's on IR.
I saw something yesterday that said an Arizona beat reporter, John Gannon, went on their show or spoke to them and said that regardless of Kyler Murray's health, like Jacoby Brissett was going to start.
I did see that.
Yeah.
I did see that.
Mm-hmm.
And maybe at that point he knew. Now, listen, if there was a setback that has not been reported, like it was not reported at the end of the week or on the weekend or Monday that Kyler Murray had a setback. So I don't know. But this seems eerily familiar. Remember how the Commanders butchered the Noah Brown thing? And make no mistake about it, they butchered it. Remember that? Remember when you're hungry for breakfast? This is the real important stuff. That IHOP has a tremendous value menu where all your breakfast faves are just $6 each and every day. Where else can you get a big filling sit-down breakfast for only $6? Go to your happy plates. That's right, your happy plates. With the $6 IHOP value menu available every day at IHOP, $7 in some locations. So when you're thinking about how badly the Arizona Cardinals butchered the Kyler Murray return, and maybe, wink, wink, nod, nod, we really want to go with Jacoby Brissett, and we got to find a way to get Kyler Murray.
Is that a nickname for him?
Well, it's what I've just always called him.
Okay.
And it's also because I love Brissett.
I was going to say, that is a great name.
Yeah.
Like, if I was to be compared to a food, you got A-Mac mac and cheese. Brissett is like top-tier food to be, like, nicknamed after.
Yeah. See, I wouldn't say you're A-Mac mac and cheese. I would just say you're A-Mac and cheese.
Look at you.
I mean.
You're on fire today,
you
dude.
You think a big fat guy like me doesn't know his food puns?
He got his food puns ready to go. That was quick.
I mean, come on now.
That was great.
Come on now. And you love how I just seamlessly melded into the IHOP value menu, right? You love how I did that. Why don't you go back and listen to that? You'll see how a radio host really works.
Go ahead.
I want to say something, but I'm not going to say it. I'm not going to say it. Oh, all right. Let's go back to the calls. Let's get to our guy, Ian in Virginia. I always want to say Ian in Virginia, but you are in Virginia, but you're in Vienna, Virginia. How about them apples? What's up, Ian? How are you?
Yeah, so I totally agree. The organization has been organizationally arrogant for some time, running it back with an old injury-prone team. And that's not old and injury-prone. That's old or injury-prone. Blaming injuries when you bring back Austin Eckler, Noah Brown, Deebo Samuel, Marshawn Lattimore, guys with prolific injury history, and then act surprised when they're injured or slow or old and slow is the height of foolishness. So that's number one. And this notion that this team would be so different without injuries, they didn't look good in the Giants game when they had everybody. They did not look good at all in the Packers game when they had everybody. So again, this notion of injuries, I think, is kind of a larger excuse than needs to be. The big issue is that teams adjust. Jaden Daniels' regression is dramatic. And last year, he played at an MVP, all-pro, Pro Bowl level. This year, and there was discussion, is he a top-five quarterback? Is he the best quarterback in the NFC? Is he better than Jalen Hurts? Is he the best in the NFC East? The answer to all of that now is no. He's not the best quarterback in the NFC East. He's not the best quarterback in the NFL. He's not the best quarterback in the NFC. He's not a top five guy. He's middle of the pack, if not worse. If he had Ja'Marr Chase and T. Higgins, just to use that example that one caller said, of course he would be better. But would he be at the MVP level he was playing at last year? No. And the biggest red flag to me about Jaden Daniels, more than anything else, because say they fire Peters and Kingsbury's gone or Quinn leaves, all of those guys won't move the needle. The thing that's moving the needle for me is this guy takes an insanely high number of hits that are unwarranted. Aqib Talib on his show said, when you act like a running back, you're going to have running back problems. And that's exactly what we have. Sure, he didn't get hurt on designed runs per se, but they accumulate over time.
Mm-hmm.
He takes an insane number of hits. And over time, that's just not sustainable. We can bring in a new OC and say, hey, go through progressions more or design an offense more. But his gut instinct to run is Lamar Jackson-esque, and it's going to result in Lamar Jackson results. Some great results, but not sustainable, I'm going to start 17 games year over year type things, because your body's not meant to do that.
I'm 100% with you. This has been my number one worry, and Linnell Willingham and others laughed at me when I said before he even played a game in the NFL, I was scared to death that he wasn't going to be able to absorb the punishment. And his mom yelled at everybody a couple of weeks ago that they were willing something into the ether and all that stuff. It had nothing to do with any of that. It has everything to do with play style. And he took car crash hits at LSU. Car crash hits
right.
at LSU.
Yep.
And he's taken some hard hits. I don't know if he's taken quite the car crash hits, but he's taken some hard hits in the NFL.
Yeah, and you know, the mother is just a whole nother chapter in and of itself. But the thing that is this season's lost, right? They're not making the playoffs. They're not going anywhere, et cetera. I want to know what will be different next year. Okay, no Joe Witt, fine. What's the new strategy on acquisitions? Are we going to sign another plethora of one-year guys that are old and
don't know?
Has been Debo Samuel-esque.
Don't know. And by the way, I wouldn't absolutely guarantee that Joe Witt's going anywhere. I'm not saying I know anything. I'm just saying that I don't think they think he's the problem.
The fact that he's still here is the biggest concern to me, because it speaks to people who are loyal to people and not loyal to winning. I can't make a single argument that is pro Joe Witt. We have a large enough body sample size to say, look at his production. And look, you could say it's the players too. Yes, but he's a part of it too. Like, again, there are so many problems with that defense that it is not just one thing. It's the players, it's the coaching, it's the play calling, it's everything. And again, the sample size on Dan Quinn's defenses versus Shanahan's defenses, et cetera, is out there. Like, again, there's this season is such a eye-opener and has remnants of 2013 minus the toxicity of Shanahan versus Snyder, where you're like, Oh my gosh, where are we going to go next year?
I don't think it's anywhere near that bad, even with the mom and all that. I don't think it's that bad, but I mean there are some troubling murky waters ahead. Thank you, I appreciate it. I got about a minute or so for Johnny in Oklahoma. John, sorry to squeeze you, but I wanted to get you in before the end of the show.
All right, you're good. Thank you, Chris.
Yes, sir.
Man, it comes back. They're all pros out there, Chris. But the fact of the matter is like this, more receivers gets paid, the more they get open. That's the difference. Your surrounding cast for a quarterback, as I'm going to say 90%, because you got to have it all blocking, you know, running. And he tries to play hero ball a lot of times because he has nothing left. But no one can see the field from his perspective. You don't know who's open, what we're talking about open, like, you know, it's not open to him or something. And his number one job is to take care of the football. And I'd rather him hang on to football instead of throwing it up for grabs. Because turnovers are, to me, the biggest momentum change in the game. You lose the turnover ratio, you usually lose the game. I mean, I don't know what the exact percentage is, but you don't want to be on the other end of it. And I know he's not playing the level he was. That's true, but you got to look at this. It's who you have around you, and makes you a better player. It lifts everybody up. When they play better. And defense, I know you don't want to talk about it, but if your defense is not letting other teams score, there's not as much pressure on you.
That is obvious. Correct.
Kurt Warner, I don't know who said he was the know-all say-all, and I know he's a heck of a player and all that. But he's not down there seeing that, what he's seeing. And we know the talent he had, like Lulu said.
Yeah.
And, your favorite coach, I guess, Jay Gruden, he never could get Kirk Cousins to throw a 50-50 ball. Never. You know why? Because he took care of the football. He said no. Plus, at the end of the years and stuff, it looks on the fact sheet, when he goes up for a contract, and Lord knows he has the best contract, he didn't throw any picks. Because he wouldn't throw 50-50 balls. He could not make him throw the 50-50 balls.
Well, listen, so, Johnny, I got to jump in here. I appreciate you, as always. Look, every situation is different. Every coach, coordinator, play caller situation, quarterback, every situation. Nobody is exactly the same. That's why when we use Patrick Mahomes as an example today of Patrick Mahomes struggling bad, and why it's not over for Jaden. But Jaden's got a lot of improving to do. A lot of improving to do. That, again, every situation is different, man. Joe Burrow, everyone gives him verbal you-know-whats. And we've always said Joe Burrow partially cost the Bengals a playoff spot last year. Nobody wants to pay attention to the truth. All right, coming up next, dumb of the day. A criminal on the run for over 13 years, was found yesterday and was found near my quasi-nephew. I'll explain next on Dumb Dumb of the Day. All right, everybody. Welcome back. Linnell Willingham coming up in just a couple of moments. That's right. Burgundy and gold today. But first, Dumb Dumb of the Day comes to us from the land of Canton. No, not Canton, Ohio, with the Hall of Fame. No. Canton, New York. That's right. Oh, boy. If my phone wouldn't take a crap, I would be able to bring you this story. Now I can. All right. So my quasi-nephew is a freshman student at SUNY Canton, doing his thing. Right? Just going to school, doing good. Then this story comes out of a 44-year-old sex predator from Oklahoma, a child sex predator who faked his own bloody kidnapping 13 years ago in order to escape criminal charges in Oklahoma, and was finally arrested last week on the campus of SUNY Canton. In Canton, New York, which is about as far away from Oklahoma as you can, with a different name, a different identity, a different alias, named Justin Phillips, when his real name was Anthony Lennon, and he has been on Oklahoma's 10 most wanted fugitive list for 10 years. And he's been missing, allegedly, for 13 years. He evaded justice for far too long, but now will face the consequences of his actions, said the Oklahoma Attorney General in a statement. So what might happen, you might ask? He is 44 years old. He was first convicted in 2008 of child porn possession. Awful, right? After a friend using a computer reported him found 50 gigabytes of graphic child porn. He was sentenced to 20 years in prison, but was out, of course, that's what we should do, on supervised release when he was charged with child porn possession again in 2012. It's now 2025. He faked at a hotel his own bloody kidnapping, escaped, and has been a full-time registered student at SUNY Canton for the last year and a half. for the last year and a half. He got a state ID, a birth certificate, enrolled as a full-time student at SUNY Canton under the name Justin Phillips, but thank goodness, somehow, his attempts to get a passport were thwarted, and eventually, police were able to locate the now 44-year-old fugitive who's been on the run for 13 years, who was out of jail for no reason in 2012, only to commit another crime, stage his bloody kidnapping, and disappearing off the face of the earth. The most crazy-ass sick story that you can. And again, my quasi-nephew is a freshman student on this campus. And that is Dumb Dumb of the Day. I saw this story because he posted about it on Instagram, and I was like, oh my God, what in the world? What in the world? Wow. Unbelievable. You know what else is unbelievable? Linnell Willingham. Some of the pictures that I now have in my photo roll, thanks to social media, is something else. I'm going to post one of them now to promote his show. Anthony Haney is alongside, too. He made spaghetti and meat sauce. Good man, good man. Thanks to AMAC. Thanks to all of you guys on the phones. I appreciate you very much. Back tomorrow at 1. Who knows what we'll talk about? We'll see what happens between now and then. Adios.
Well, thank you. Yeah, you can go sit down, Rooster. Goodbye.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10-7 through 12-1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% site-wide, plus free professional installation right now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Once upon a mundane morning, Barb's day got busy without warning. A realtor in need of an open house sign? No, 50 of them and designed before 9.
My head hurts.
Any mighty tools to help with this plight?
Aha!
Barb made her move. She opened Canva and got in the groove.
Bulk creating Canva sheets. Create 50 signs fit for suburban streets.
Done in a click, all complete.
Sweet!
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.